Track 2. Neil's take. This week, Neil is making yet another confession. This time, linked to that bane of many lives, the smartphone, or worse, smartwatch app.
Shady Pines is a custodian of a banana skin. I have the ability to slip on it at random. Mrs. H just chuckles as I trip over a blade of grass, can't find something that's hiding in plain sight, or spill coffee on the sofa. Unfortunately, often to my embarrassment, the banana skin operates outside the confines of the pines. A couple of weeks ago, I had an appointment with my audiologist, part of my opticians. I took a seat in the waiting room, joining four others, awaiting their appointments. I noted that none of them had assumed the default waiting option of hauling out their mobile phones and scrolling through. What exactly? OK, I know I do it, but I am aware that I'm doing something pretty aimless as I look at messages I've already read, photographs that I really ought to have deleted, and the umpteenth check on the weather. So I thought, no, I won't produce my mobile phone and have them all thinking, can't he leave the damn thing alone? Does he think he's a teenager? Instead, I pulled up my sleeve to expose my smartwatch. This is a gadget I treated myself to recently when I thought a bit of retail therapy might take my mind off the gloom and doom that seems to come at us from all sides at the moment. Although it was cheap compared to the likes of Apple Watches, it has a number of functions, most of which I haven't got a clue how they work, as I ably demonstrated to the waiting room. In an attempt to look as though I knew what I was doing, I swiped the watch face purposely through the various apps. I have no idea how I achieved it, but suddenly the waiting room was being serenaded by Georgie Fame singing his 60s hit, Sitting in the Park. Immediately, I was the focus of four pairs of eyes. I felt myself getting extremely hot, and I sensed my face was of beetroot hue. I scrolled the watch face desperately. Meanwhile, Georgie continued to lament that he was still sitting in the park, wondering where the heck his date had got to. Finally, I came across a screen that revealed the music app, and I sussed how to stop the scratchy racket. I looked up. Four pairs of laser eyes were still focused on me. I had to say something. "Sorry about that," I babbled. "Haven't quite got the hang of this thing yet." I shall be forever grateful to the lady sitting opposite me. She responded that she had a smartwatch, and my embarrassment receded as we began an animated exchange in which she gave me a short tutorial on the mysteries of these gizmos. As far as my embarrassing moments go, that ranks pretty high on the list, but it doesn't beat the one I had at work all those years ago. I needed to speak to a colleague from another department. I steamed along the corridor, threw open the door to his section, and sailed into a silent office. Three heads looked up from their work. One of them informed me that the person I wanted to see was out. "Okie dokie," I replied airier. "I'll catch him later." With that, I turned on my heel again, threw open the door and swept out. Straight into a cupboard. I can promise you there is nothing you can do or say to retrieve the situation. Shamefacedly, I emerged into the daylight, garbled incoherently before selecting the correct door and making good my escape. It was some time before I ventured into that department again. Incidentally, when I was called through to the audiologist and recounted my embarrassing experience in the waiting room, she delivered the final blow. Now, admittedly, she is much younger than me, but when I told her how I had serenaded the waiting patients to the rendition of Georgie Fame, she replied, "Georgie who?"
Thank you, Neil. I guess you're now infamous at that audiologist's office.